FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Somebody else making headlines. Joy Villa joins us now. Joy, such a pleasure to speak with you. Wonderful dress that you wore to the Grammys last night. I'm sure you're getting a lot of attention for that.
Hey, hi, Annie.
It's great to speak with you. Let me just ask you a simple question. Why'd you wear that dress?
I wore it because I believe in what the president is saying. I believe in the wall. I believe in increasing border security. I mean, this is, it's really a non-issue to me. It's something that I've been hearing about it be preached by different, not just conservative, but all different types of politicians for the last 17 years. I mean, Obama talked about building a wall. Clinton talked about building a wall. This is nothing new. But all of a sudden, when our president, who's doing a great job, is talking about it, it's suddenly racist.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that one in three women who's trying to get, to the country legally is sexually assaulted. That thousands of children a month are sexually exploited through the wall. I mean, the gaps in our protective barrier on our southernmost border are huge and alarming, and we have to get this done.
Yeah.
That's why I wore the dress. I really believe in what he's saying. You know, being an out Trump supporter, it's fun for me to back up the president and use the music as my platform and use the red carpet as my platform to do so.
So a minority female shows up at the Grammys and wears a dress that says build the wall. You've vocally supported this president in the past. At the beginning of the Grammys, we see these powerful women on stage talking about finding your voice. How is your voice received there on the ground, in ground zero, around you and that dress that you wore?
Yeah, it's funny because they say find your voice, be strong, girl power, minority power. You know, I'm Black and Latina,
mm-hmm.
so I don't have that victim mentality. I've been using my voice steadily for years, and I've always been a proponent of use your voice and girl power and pushing it out. So the dress designer is a female businesswoman. Her name is Desi Allinger. Desi Designs Couture.
Mm-hmm.
And she's run her own business for years. She does amazing couture designs. And when I approached her with my vision for a wall dress, she said yes. She was willing to do it. And that says everything to me. That's girl power. Someone who will work with you to create something magical. At the Grammys, people were giving me side eye. People were looking at me like I was an alien from outer space. You know,
they were
turning their backs on me. I'll tell you one thing, Annie, when I walked that carpet at the end, because I did a bunch of interviews beforehand, I had some good conversations like with this gentleman named Mark, who is a reporter for Variety magazine.
Mm-hmm.
We had a good discussion. He was an outward liberal, very liberal. But we had a good discussion, and he let me speak. Some other reporters would just listen to me and then cut me off, or would just, okay, well, see you later, just not get it. But when I walked the red carpet, there were paparazzi, listen to this, yelling, down with Trump. I hate Trump. Trump doesn't like you. This is the first year they've done that. Normally they're just yelling, joy, joy.
Yeah.
Look at me, over the shoulder. They're all trying to get a shot. But this time, they started injecting their own personal politics. And I thought, should I engage with these guys? These are not, they're not going to report. They're just paparazzi. They're just photographers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, they said, I hate Trump. I said, well, Trump loves you. So I think because you're always talking about him,
And he loves the press.
It was fun. But they're definitely aggressive this year with their outward signs of distaste for my dress.
We're speaking with Joy Villa, who you've seen in that dress. Originally, was the Make America Great Again dress your first big, bold statement like that you wore a couple years ago?
It was my first political statement, yes. In 2015, I wore an orange fencing recycled dress. That was probably my outward first wild dress at the Grammys. And, I'm vegan. I believe in recycling. And it was more for the fun of it, just to be wild and express myself. And, Then it was in 2017 where I wore my first political Make America Great Again dress. That's when I came out for Trump. That's when I became a Trump supporter in 2016. So, and I just voted for him. And Madonna said she wanted to blow up the White House. I said, wait, she can say that on a national stage. Well, I'm going to wear my support on a national stage.
Yeah.
And so I did. And then in 2018, I shared my story of giving a child up for adoption and my support for being pro-life. I'm in New York right now. You're in New York as well, aren't you? Is that right?
Locally we're here, but we are a Fox News affiliate station. So Brian Kilmeade is on our he is the show that leads into my show.
Oh, great. Yeah. So, well, I mean, if you know about the New York new statute saying that abortions are legal now.
Absolutely.
It's horrifying. So I also speak up about that. You know, I use my voice, my platform to speak up for the unborn, for the 60 million Americans who voted for Trump, who don't have a voice in the public eye. And I'm not going to stop.
Yeah, I love it. You're a number one Billboard rock recording artist. We played your song, I Make the Static, leading into the top of this hour. And, you know, you've found success in this industry and you are rightfully attending the Grammys. I'm curious if is it more unwelcoming when you wear a dress like that, or would the people like me be surprised at how many people are like, oh, OK, you know, the it's not just all vitriol all the time.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. A lot of people are, huh? Okay. you know, it's a lot more normal behind the scenes. I've been a member of the Recording Academy since 2015. You know, I'm very active in Grammys advocacy, advocating for, you know, more better funding for music, modern music modernization act, which we took to Congress so songwriters can get their fair share, different things like that, which the Grammys really, you know, they're a big part of them is education, music education. And I'm proud to be a district advocate in Los Angeles for them. So I've been active behind the scenes. And most of those people, I'm sure they point left, but politics doesn't always come on the table. You know, we don't talk about it. They know who I am. They know what I support. We just talk about other things. And really, when you're behind the scenes, there's a lot more professional people who aren't full of hate, or they keep their hate to themselves. It's when you do something bold like this and I come out, that's the you're not allowed to do that. I can be quiet about it and they probably go, okay, whatever. But it's when I come out, that's when people will take to social media to give me death threats, rape threats, die, I'm going to come kill you, you know, call me every racial slur in the book. I mean, these are white people calling me racial slurs, black people, you know, Latino people thinking it's okay, making fun of my hair, calling me a nappy headed, this, that, and the other. I mean, it's disgusting.
Wow.
That's the onslaught I face. In between all those thorns, there are those beautiful letters like, hey, I'm a conservative. I'm 15 years old. Thank you so much. Thank you for giving me hope. Hey, I'm a single mom. Or hey, I'm a gay transgender conservative. I voted for Trump and I can't speak up. But hey, thank you for giving me hope. You know, I'm a black conservative. Thank you for giving me hope. I'm a Latino conservative. Like, it's amazing how many of us there are, but we're really repressed.
Yeah.
Right now.
We're speaking with Joy Villa, number one Billboard rock recording artist, wore a Build the Wall dress to the Grammys last night. So you're, as you've listed, you're Latina, you're black, you are vegan, you are in the entertainment industry, you're a female. You are not demographically, from what I've been told, I'm female and a millennial, so I'm not supposed to be conservative either. But yet here I am using the brain in my head to make decisions for myself. How do you get to the point where when this president, we're told over and over, this is a racist president, he's a Republican, he doesn't understand the, you know, the common folk, everything that you are, you would be told that you're supposed to hate this president, but you are supporting him very boldly with the way you dress at these events. Why Donald Trump? Why does he get your support?
Good question. I'm a millennial too. It's nice as a millennial woman, we're bucking the system already.
Right.
You know, and really it's because I was raised conservative. My mom, black American, part Choctaw, Native American. My dad, Italian, Argentinian. My dad was a really hardcore conservative, Fox News on the house all the time, loved Glenn Beck. And my mom was sort of non-political, but more conservative leaning. So politics wasn't that big in the house, except for on my dad's side. So I was raised kind of already knowing we need to lower taxes. My dad wanted to abolish the IRS, very smart man. And I grew up around that, respecting life of the unborn, respecting others' choices, sovereignty, First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights. All of that came natural to me. It wasn't until I started growing up, became a teenager in Hollywood, that I sort of picked up more of the liberal ideology. And that was, point blank period, more of peer pressure. So I voted for Obama. I thought he was everything that he said he was, which he was not. And it was a failure. You know, my cousins couldn't get jobs under him. I had friends who were failing under him business-wise. And I just sort of was like, okay, whatever. You know, I guess I'm a Democrat. I guess that's where the good people are. You know, I'm in Hollywood. That's what they tell us. I'm black. I'm Latina. That's where we're supposed to be. It wasn't until 2016 when I actually started looking at Trump, when a friend said, you should actually look at him. Like, oh, no, he's a racist. Haven't you read the news? And they're like, yeah, but actually listen to what he's saying. So I started this journey of watching all of his YouTube videos. You're on YouTube watching all of his speeches, watching his old interviews back to the 1989 Oprah interview,
yeah,
where he talked about increasing the economy and less dependence upon China and foreign oil. And I was like, this guy sounds like my dad. He makes sense. I remember these things. This is not weird. He's not saying anything racist. I didn't hear one racist thing. I didn't hear one negative thing against women. I didn't hear anything bad. I was like, okay, so he's a crude New Yorker. I don't care. I'm from New York, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was something where I thought people were really throwing it out of proportion, blowing it up out of proportion. I said, this is fake news. And I got on board really quick, and I voted for him, and I've been loyal ever since. I mean, it really was just him, how strong he is for protecting our economy and wanting to build a great nation for all Americans, black, white, Hispanic, Asian. I mean, under Obama, there was so much racism because he started taking sides with Black Lives Matter and going against the police. And it was a mess. It was a cultural mess under Obama. And under Trump, I saw a lot more of a message of unification and of running this country like he runs his businesses very successfully and his family. His kids are all doing great. I was like, this man knows how to be a leader, and he wants to make America strong and safe and competitive again. And I don't regret casting my vote at all.
Yeah, I fully support basically everything you just said there. I want to ask you one last question before I have to let you go. You've used a phrase multiple times, and I don't think that it's on accident. But considering the culture that we live in right now, I think it's important to highlight. You talk about coming out as a conservative, and you talked about how in Hollywood, it's okay if you're a conservative if you keep it to yourself. But if you are going to come out, that's when you really have to face it. I'm curious how many other closeted conservatives you've run into in your industry and how valuable and important it is for each one of those that speaks out, comes out.
Oh, what? You know, Annie, there's so many. There's so many. In fact, I'm constantly surprised. Yesterday, my driver, my limo driver, we were driving up to the Grammys, and, you know, my dress was hidden. My wall dress was covered with the silver protective. It was me and Desi, the designer, Desi Ellinger, and her husband, John, who helped. And we were just driving to the Grammys, red carpet, and I didn't say anything about Trump, but I said, I'm going to make sure not to say anything because he's Latino, too, and, you know, he's in Hollywood. And then suddenly, when I came back from the carpet later on to get back in the car, he was like, will you sign an autograph for me? I'm a huge fan of yours.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love Trump. And then he's letting me spill out. I was like, what? I mean, there's so many people who are like blue collar, regular people working in Hollywood, drivers like that, hard workers, business owners, honestly, educators, people who really want to make the world a better place or who want to be successful. Don't look at being a billionaire as a bad thing because more money means more help. More you can do.
Yeah.
Like socialists who are like, oh, poverty is holy and we need to give our money away. That's ridiculous. People who want to keep their money, want to raise a good family, want to enrich society, they're usually Trump supporters. I tell you, I run across them so many. I'd probably say 20% of Hollywood is probably Trump supporting or at least conservative leaning, but they can't say anything.
Yeah. One in five seems higher than I would expect it, but yeah, obviously it does appear as though you're risking career suicide if you speak out about it. It's just not even worth it for some.
It's not worth it. There's people I know who are big time producers, directors, writers. But we're talking about the top TV shows and movies, but they can't say anything. That they produce something, it's under a pseudonym if it's a conservative thing, you know, or they don't. They have to tweet things under a different name. They hide. They have to hide it. It's like Nazi Germany.
Wow.
And we're Jewish. It's like it's almost like that same thing. I mean, yeah, it's crazy. It's like you could lose everything. But, well, you know, they're accusing us of being, you know, Nazis. But they're in Hollywood, they act like propagandists. They act like Nazis.
Well, Joy Villa, so excited to be able to speak with you today. Loved the dress that you wore last night at the Grammys, and I'm sure that you've got a lot of other folks to talk to today. So we really do value your time. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. Appreciate the conversation.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye. We'll talk to you again sometime soon, hopefully.